The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
We've got great audio interfaces.
What good is a multi-wave distortion pedal without a true bypass?
I'm done re-kafoobling the energy, Motron!
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, some rain on the way, as John mentioned, but only 26 more days until daylight saving time. That's right. 30 more days until St. Paddy's Day and 40 days until Easter Sunday. All things on the way. I mean, time's just flying, kids. Okay, back to the 2016 Grammys. Kendrick Lamar, who, by the way, won 5 Grammys, including Best Rap Album Pimp a Butterfly. We'll get to that. But he did this performance of The Blacker, The Berry, and All Right, and had a lot of people talking after the show. He came out with 4 other men in chains dressed like a prison chain gang, and the backing band performed in cages. Let's take a listen to that.
Hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, if you listen, then sure you will agree. Been feeling this way since I was 16. Come to my senses. You never liked this anyway. Pump your friendship, I meant it. I'm African American. I'm African. I'm black as the moon. Heritage of a small village, part of my residence. Came from the bottom of mankind. My hair is nappy, you know that it's big. My nose is rounded wide. You hate me, don't you? You hate my people. Your plan is to terminate my culture. You know you're evil. I want you to recognize. Monkey. Get vandalized by perception, but Kate takes down from it. And this is more than destruction. I mean, I might press the button, so you know my discretion. Caught in my feelings, I know that you feel it. Sabotage my community, making a killing. You made me a killer, emancipation of a real hitter. Huh? As we proceed to give you what you need, trap our bodies, but Kate lock our mind. Everybody just stop.
And unlike Kanye on SNL, Kendrick was right on play. Man, oh, man. And let me introduce our guest, as always, as we do every Tuesday night. It is Lisa Durden, our activist, the activist, all things love. Hi, Lisa.
Hello there.
You know what's so funny is we were watching Kendrick last night when we were doing the show. So we were just watching the monitors. And I said, oh, I bet the roof's coming off of Fox News.
Ooh, yeah. They should have had me on there today. They, of course, did not.
I was.
It's always tomorrow.
White folks can't handle it. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think there was POTUS and SCOTUS and all of those things, or they would have had you on because that would have been the go-to thing, I think, today.
Well, let's face it. Also, Super Bowl has a much wider audience. But, yes, I went, where's the white people meltdown like we had last week?
Right. Yeah, they're working this week. That's why. Yes. Guess they were working. Well, even though, you know, I'm just saying, it was President's Day, whatever that was. It's a day off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, you know, like, social media, there's blowback on this. You know, the chains, the police looking, the prison bars, the African vibe.
Black Lives Matter.
Listen,
Black Lives
there Matter. There is no African vibe. Is there such thing as Caucasian vibe or European vibe? It's just African.
Africa is
a place. There's no vibe.
There's no vibe.
We're African.
I thought it had a vibe to it. That's what I was thinking when I was watching. Not a bad vibe. It had like a good vibe.
No, it has a bad vibe. I get what you were saying. You know, again, these images that people, I'll say, you know, good white folk say we're forcing on them are not images we're forcing on you. These are factual people. Africans, we're descendants of them. Those images of prison bars, we're being locked the hell up for doing nothing. Not everybody. Yeah. Some black folks are doing crimes. Let's be real. But
When
you look at the statistics, there are more African-Americans in prison who are innocent than white. And then the guilty African-Americans are given more time as compared to their white counterpart. If I sell weed and I'm black and you sell weed, we're both doing something wrong. But we get more time. So even when we're guilty, we get more time than the white person doing the same exact crime. So those are not just images that we're putting up there to force down your throat. It's to let you see visually what is happening in our community. Not that you give a damn, but that's what it was about.
Okay, so
you're preaching to the choir and that we totally agree.
I know that you all give a damn. I'm saying, you know, the white community. I don't mean
Well, no, let's see if people listening do. 808-0810, because you're invited to disagree by all means. 808-0810, if you're offended by that performance or by Sasha Fierce, and if you don't know who that is, Beyonce, Bae, just saying.
Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, Sasha Fierce.
Hey, you must have gotten, what do I want to say, some comeuppance after the SNL video ran about, oh, my God, Beyonce's black over the weekend.
Oh, God, I got to play that. Yeah.
Of course. Here's the thing that people are just ignorant about. First of all, I mean, I thought it was funny as hell, but, you know, they're saying Beyonce's all of a sudden coming out with some kind of activism thing, and, oh, she's doing some black power stuff. First of all, Beyonce has always, even when she was in Destiny's Child, done activism things that had nothing to do with just race. She did activism things about women and body image called My Body's Too Bootylicious for You, Babe.
Well, and Single Ladies and stuff like that. That was a great anti-Valentine's Day song.
It was called,
right?
You know, You Want to Put a Ring on It. And, right. And, you know, Who Runs the World? Girls. So yeah. Today's video is about the issues of today, which is race. Mm-hmm. So she's always been political. This is nothing new.
Well,
but now people can take it when it's not about race. If it's about, you know, self-esteem in women and empowering women, they didn't mind that as much. But this is always what Beyonce's been doing.
Well, and I think she's maturing in a certain way where she's tackling bigger subjects. I think you kind of pointed that out last week. But, like, what would you say to somebody who's like, why does it have to be so in your face? Oh, Kendrick Lamar was so in my face.
Well, see, here's the thing. I said to somebody the other day when I was on a show, a Newsmax show, and the guy that was sitting on the panel said, you know, but why is it that we have to, why do you label, you know, black and pushing the blackness mm-hmm. in our face? I said, because I'm black. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm a woman. That's a label. Am I pushing my breasts in your face because they're sitting here? I mean, I have breasts because I'm a woman. Is it pushing it in your face? Like, why is what the facts are being pushed in your face?
Look, exactly. I mean, both races, all races have over the top. I mean, there are top elements to everybody's got them.
No, but
you know, so 808-0810, if you agree or disagree, I'd like to hear it. Because on the other side, when I come back, I want to play the fake horror movie, you know, that was Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Because
that was hilarious.
I think Beyonce and Kendrick are like, look, this is what time it is in this country. I live here,
correct,
too, and I have a past, and I'm allowed to talk about it.
Not a past. This is happening presently.
Well, right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just was sitting here watching it last night, and I'm thinking, ooh, boy, I bet the conservatives, well, they probably turned it off. But I was thinking, you know, probably the conservatives are not watching the Grammys to begin with.
Does Rudy Giuliani not have any skanks, hoes, and tricks to chase? He stopped chasing them? Does he have any? He has a lot of time left to chase.
Oh my God!
Hoochies?
Yeah, all of that about Beyonce.
You know, right? Because first of all, if you listen to the tape of Giuliani, he's talking out of his neck. He's saying, she was saying all these things. I had no idea what she was talking about. I didn't even understand what she was saying. So if you didn't understand what she was saying, and you didn't know what she was talking about, how in the next breath are you saying she's trying to harm the police?
Yeah.
When clearly in the video, in the formation video, it says, stop killing us.
Yeah. How can you take such offense and then say you didn't understand it?
Well, I want to play.
But yet you're speaking on it. Like, really, dude?
Mm-hmm. Right. And I want to play what happened on Saturday Night Live coming up after. But by the way, you have to agree, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, but Kanye West's meltdown, almost walking off the set, throwing a pissy fit. I mean, that guy's like, I don't know what time it is with him. Somebody needs to throw a jug of water on him or something.
Are we doing a commercial and coming back?
We're going to do a commercial and come back. Because are you going the other way?
I'm gonna go in right now. So let's just do this commercial.
All right, let's do the commercial then we'll get to.
Splash some cold water on your face.
Yeah, okay. We'll
take a deep breath.
Okay.
Take a breath.
All right. 808-0810 is the number to the Drex Radio Show on KGO-810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO-810.
Bring on Sasha Fierce and Formation, please. Lisa Durden. You see how many times I had to switch that with all the naughty dirty words in it there.
Did you go to Red Lobster on Valentine's Day?
I know, right? I have
to
say.
I broke up with Crazy Boo, I haven't gone to Red Lobster. That was our place.
Aww.
So I don't want to go with anyone else unless it's a girl.
Well, good for you, you know, and I was thinking.
Crazy Boo was crazy, but he was my boo.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And did that happen on Valentine's Day?
No, luckily it happened right before Christmas, but luckily we didn't celebrate the holiday anyway, but it was, you know, somewhere around the end of November, about a year and a half ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, one of my buddies here.
10 years.
Yeah, one of my buddies here, I asked him about Valentine's Day. He goes, yeah, I was sad. Single alone day. I said, oh, okay. didn't know that was a thing. Now I do. I'll remember that. Okay, so let's go to Saturday Night Live. I want to find this. And she did Formation. We all know at the Super Bowl and that all hell broke loose, and I'm not sure why. Because, again, and I said this earlier in the week. I said it yesterday, not earlier in the week. I went back and looked at it again. And I don't know. I mean, again, I just saw it as a performance.
Well, don't sleep. It was clearly...
Well, I know when I saw it again. Yes, I
know.
With
right. Messages.
But when I looked at, I don't know, you know, when I saw it on Super Bowl Sunday, I didn't see that. When I looked again, then I was looking for it.
Well, because you're not black. But
I know.
Clearly,
maybe that's the thing. Yeah. No, I'm
not. Because like when she did stuff around women's issues, she was a little bit more explicit when she said, "Who runs the world's girls," and she has the messages and the songs and the lyrics. But when she's now with the black thing, she knows it's super delicate. So she didn't really verbally say anything specifically saying black and Black Lives Matter. She didn't do the same thing she does around girls and women and issues.
Okay, let's do the SNL thing. So over the weekend, Melissa McCarthy and the host, along with Kanye West, was the musical guest. They did this whole spoof on the Beyonce Super Bowl controversy with a fake trailer for a horror movie. And it was called The Day Beyonce Turned Black.
I loved it. It was very funny.
For white people, it was just another great week. Then, the day before the Super Bowl, it happened.
Beyonce released a new music video that embraces her black heritage.
The Beyonce video is unapologetically black.
Tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Showcase for a black message.
Lives her blackness like never before.
Honey, get in here.
Video, yes.
What is it? What's wrong?
Black.
Out of nowhere.
I think Beyonce... is black.
It was the day that shook the whole white world.
Beyonce is black. What about single ladies?
She was black in that.
What about Jumpin' Jumpin'?
She was black in that too.
What about the Pink Panther movie?
Okay, yeah, she was white in that.
It was the day they lost their damn white minds.
Ashley? Honey? What are you listening to?
The new Beyonce song. I really like it.
Oh, God. You are black.
Karen, that is my daughter. You guys over in the bed. Remember, you invited us for a play day?
Oh, that's right. Thank God.
Thank God? Really?
Just close your eyes and it'll be over in the morning.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is still white. And she was throwing shade at Kanye last night.
Oh, yes. She threw major shade. First of all, I love what she did. Because let's think about what happened. Or as we say in the hood, what had happened was, you know, what had happened was back when she was 17 and Kanye with his smoked out ass, you know, jumped on the stage and snatched the microphone out of her hand to say that Beyonce should have won the award for Album of the Year for MTV, which I do agree. MTV is very racist, and because Beyonce blew
away. Well, by the way,
I agree
with you too, but what he did was inappropriate.
No, right, but what? Right, so that's your issue with MTV, not with this 17-year-old minor. So number one, if I were her dad, I would have jumped on stage and choked him out. Number one.
Right.
Number two,
yes, we agree on
I would have called the police on you and had you arrested for assault. Now, number three, fast forward, she thought about herself back when she was 17, and she got extra angry several years later, like we've all had those experiences before. Like, wait a minute, I let him do what? Oh, I'm real grown now. I'm real grown and sexy. I'm coming back at you. So now she's not scared of him. She came back at him and to let him know, that ain't going down ever again. I'm grown.
Right. Well, and then when he released The Life of Pablo or whatever the hell that is, then he said, you know, made that bitch famous, along with some other expletives. But, you know, nonetheless, I mean, she had the last laugh on this. Last night she won Taylor won the Album of the Year for the second year in a row. Let's take a look.
And as the first woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys twice... I want to say to all the young women out there, there are going to be people along the way who will try to undercut your success
mm-hmm.
or take credit for your accomplishments or mm-hmm. your fame. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, someday when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you will know that it was you and the people who love you who put you there. And that will be the greatest feeling in the world. Thank you for this moment.
And so, yeah, as we said, the shade was thrown there and within her song Fame, well, in reference to his song Famous About Her.
Right. So she threw shade, but hey, this is the world. This is the world called social media. So to throw shade is to be thrown shade at. Is that a real phrase?
Yeah. No. I mean, you know, rinse, lather, repeat, over and over and over again. The whole world is run by, you know, Kanye, the Kardashians, and Blac Chyna, right. and Amber Rose, and let's throw Taylor Swift in there. And probably Harvey Levin and TMZ, just stir it up and call it another day.
Right. And so, listen. Now, I'm not for sure how much of this stuff is just stuff. And it's
I know,
thing
right?
That they do.
Yeah, right?
But I also do know that Lisa Durden be on the scene, too. And I'm that kind of person where, because my instrument is opened, as they say as actors, and I do commentary, although I haven't had any major drama as Lisa Durden the person, however, I'm that one that if I'm somewhere and you bring drama, I'm going to return the drama because that's what I do. So, like, it isn't something I want to create, but I don't mind finishing it. So, like, it's all good. So if you come to me and you say something effed up, I'm going to say something effed up back to you, and you might want to pull the phone out and put it on Instagram or Periscope or Facebook Live, and it'll just be there.
Or just put it on KGO. I got to take a break, but then we're going to get to POTUS, SCOTUS, and Hillary. Oh, you're going to love what I did with Hillary. I have a Hillary remix, okay? Did you know she was barking like a dog? That was a bad idea.
You're hurting me.
I know, but I'm having fun with it. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Radio show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey, yeah.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey,
until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I pull my shot out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Oh, Lisa Durden, I can't help myself.
Oh, that is too hilarious.
I know, right? Why'd she have to do that? You know, you had to think. I mean, that was going to happen. You know?
Well, you know, I know where she was going with it. I get it.
She was telling a story. Well, I guess I should tell everybody what time it is.
Yeah,
okay, so she was in Reno, and she was telling a story about a political ad that ran when Bill was the president, and yada, yada, yada.
One of my favorite political ads of all time was a radio ad, rural Arkansas, where the announcer said, wouldn't it be great if somebody running for office said something, we could have an immediate reaction as to whether it was true or not? Well, we've trained this dog, and the dog, if it's not true, he's going to bark. And then the dog was barking on the radio. And so, you know, people were, like, barking at each other for days after that. I'm trying to figure out how we can do that with the Republicans. You know, we need to get that dog and follow them around. And every time they say these things, like, oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation, you know. I think we could cut right through a lot of their claims.
Bad idea.
Well, you know, that dog could have been running around with her husband when he was homing in the streets. To find out if he was lying every time he said, I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah.
And
just
the
think
dog
of...
could have said, arr, arr, arr,
right.
Arr,
just
arr.
Think if that was a bloodhound after Monica Lewinsky and Jennifer Flowers.
Oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation.
Yeah.
Arr, 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 you know?
Yeah, like that.
Oh, God. Oh, here you go. We did not do the Whitewater scandal.
And we don't take money from Wall Street.
Oh, do you realize the best show I've done in all the Tuesdays? That is too hilarious.
And it just goes on and on. Can we name some more lies? I mean, and I... that email server was totally appropriate. There were no secure emails.
I forgot about that one, about the emails. Oh, God, that's too hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
She walked right into that.
I know. So, yeah. Let's play Hillary today. I did feel today she was on point when she was talking about SCOTUS and the Supreme Court nominee and who it should be and how it should be handled. Let's hear the proper Hillary. Let's
Many Republicans talk in coded racial language about takers and losers. They demonize President Obama and encourage the ugliest impulses of the paranoid fringe. This kind of hatred and bigotry has no place in our politics or our country.
Amen. Good for her, because she's right on point.
Yeah. When you have people who are trying to tell the President of the United States that they cannot nominate a Supreme Court justice, which is what they're supposed to do when they drop dead, where have we come in this country? Nobody has ever disrespected the other 43 presidents like that over the course of their presidency. This is an outrage. This is straight up racism. But when we call racism, no. Stop. The man is going to put a Supreme Court justice in office before he gets the hell out of office. Stop, people. Stop.
Right. And Ted Cruz really blew it at the debate on Saturday night. I mean, he just immediately started right at the beginning, and it was only a few hours after the Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was announced dead. And he just, we're sorry that he's dead and we shouldn't talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. And actually, I loved when the moderator, John Dickerson, did the fact check Ted Cruz over the Supreme Court justices. Oh, listen to this. This is so much
fun.
Well,
we have 80 years of precedent of not confirming Supreme Court justices in an election year. And let me say, Justice Scalia.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Were any appointed in an election year? Or is that just there were 80 years?
80 years of not confirming. For example, LBJ nominated Abe Fortas. Fortas did not get confirmed. He was defeated.
But Kennedy was confirmed in 88.
No, Kennedy was confirmed in 87.
He was appointed in 88. That's the question. Is it appointing or confirming? What's the difference?
In this case, it's both. But if I could answer
the
question.
Sorry, I just want to get the facts straight for the audience. I apologize.
boo yourself. Hillary, what do you think? Yes, liar, liar, pants on fire, you penis. He's such a douche. Gotta watch my language.
God, I tried. You guys are a little looser than some radio shows. But
I gotta tell you, man, when it comes to, with Ted Cruz, I don't agree with a whole lot of things that Trump says, but disliking Ted Cruz, I'm on that same boat.
Yeah, Ted Cruz, it's ugly. It's just ugly. And it doesn't look cute on him. And
no, it doesn't work.
It's not a good look on you. But, I think what happens to and this is why I'm liking Bernie Sanders. I think what happens to a lot of these politicians, including Hillary, is they play to the audience that they're talking in front of.
I know.
On some level, you should, but you should have a core. There's a core piece of you that's always there. When I'm speaking to different audiences, I'm still at my core, Lisa. But I might do a little tweaking here, a little tweaking there, because I might be in a church. So I'm not going to curse,
sure.
But I'm going to come with the same, fervor and the same passion. So he literally, does an about face every time he's in front of a different audience. He vacillates. I can't.
You know what? I mean, I didn't believe it at the beginning that nobody liked him and nobody got along with him, but now I know that it's true. I mean, so many different people have said it.
His wife said, somebody asked his wife when they were, interviewing the wives, and I forgot what I was looking, Good Morning America or something, but anyway, somebody asked the wife that. She said, no, it's not that Ted Cruz is disliked by people. He's not one to just mince words. He likes to get right down to serious conversations, and he doesn't have a whole lot of time for she didn't say fun, but like, in essence, you know, he doesn't have patience for anything that isn't serious. Like, well, how dumb do you sound?
Here's how you know what time it is and how bad it is. When his own Republican colleagues in D.C. say, I had to pick one, I'd pick Trump. He's an a-hole.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so what does that say? All right, let's do a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the president, what he
Your
had to say.
Your breaks are never quick, so stop lying. Bark, make that dog bark.
I'll be back really quick. It'll just be 1 minute. Uh-oh, here comes the commercial. We don't have time for that. All right, we'll be back. I want to ask you then, too, about Russell Wilson and Ciara. What is up with that? We'll find out. I'm sure Lisa will give me her take on that. And we'll get sexy coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Well, Hillary was barking yesterday. Okay. and then today, she was in Harlem to give a speech, and we had this. She was addressing racism.
To quote Dr. King.
I don't think so.
You're a great amen chorus. Thank you. Too much to say.
So the headline is, what's wrong with her? Because this continues to happen. I feel bad about it. You know what I was saying? You know what? Ricola. But besides that, on a serious note, if she has asthma, and, you know, for instance, I'm crazy asthmatic. I go crazy asthmatic to mold. Okay, so I always have to carry around the Flovan, the inhaler, in case you never know. Okay, so if she has a situation, why not hit it before she goes out? Or, as I was talking to our engineer, Karen, you know what? The best thing to do with, if you do have a problem, if you are asthmatic, not saying she is, I don't know what her deal is, but it keeps happening, do it on stage. Why not? Tell the rest of the world to piss off.
Hillary's a strange egg. I'm not going to name names, but a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, who was a principal here in Newark, New Jersey, a couple of years back, when Hillary was the Secretary of State, she came to visit the school in Newark, walked in the classroom, you know, the Secret Service is all up and through, and she walked up and, you know, spoke to the kids, and to say goodbye, she shook the hand of the principal, who just happened to be black. And right there in front of him, she took out Purell, squirted it on her hands, and rubbed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bleep!
Yeah.
That sends a message.
That now, is not a good look.
Not a good look. So I think these are called like these little.
Well, Howie Mandel has that way. You know, maybe she's germaphobe.
These are the little social, small little
miscues. Right.
Right. That we don't know if there's an issue with her, but Mandel tells it. He says, you know, first of all, she's not a germaphobe. If she was a germaphobe, she would have fist bumped or something. He doesn't even touch you. I don't know. It may manifest differently for different people, but it was. He felt terrible. He felt like, you know, lady, really? Like I'm dirty? So it was terrible. So I think these social mores, I don't know if she's, like, not good at them. I don't know.
Well, I'm starting to wonder because, of course, the conservative press is going to pick up on it. But, and people say Drudge is very right. I find him right down the middle. But, I mean, the bold headline is, what is wrong with her? You know, are you not?
And also understand that women can't, you know, we're women, right? Women can't have these little idiosyncrasies because it's magnified more than a man.
Well, if you're running for president and you have a health issue, you should just say, I have asthma or whatever, and let's move on. Right?
Well, again, we're women, right? Like, I think women tend to be a little less likely to do that because we're going to say you're not able to do the office and it's going to be taxing and fun, you know, physically challenging like they're doing to Bernie Sanders with his age. So she may not want to say that. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So women don't feel as open to just jump and say those things because we don't get that consideration.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up Bernie Sanders. I want to talk about him for a second because on BET News today, they mentioned Bernie and wondering how Bernie Sanders can win the black vote in South Carolina and beyond, and that the beyond would be Nevada. And Clinton picked up an endorsement from the Congressional Black Caucus in Carolina, and she'll probably most likely get the support of President Obama eventually. But your thoughts on Sanders?
Oh, you're not playing a tape, okay?
No, I'm not. For once, I'm not. No.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, I think Bernie Sanders has gained a lot of ground in the black community, and I think the black community is now opening their eyes to him, and we're learning a lot about him way before he was running for the office, the biggest office in the world, that he was in this game called civil rights way back in the 60s and 70s.
Yes, he was, and people forget about that. Yes,
he
marched with Martin Luther King Jr., and he was even arrested.
Yeah, so he was even arrested. So we're also passing along that message between each other. I was over one of my editor's houses about 2 weeks ago, and he said, do you know about Bernie Sanders? Like, we're doing that now. And I'm like, oh, I do. And he will be on some things. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that part. So we're kind of like that groundswell is happening. So I do think he's made a lot of ground, and I do think he's going to capture the black vote.
Yes.
I get the feeling Bernie Sanders is going to be the nominee, you know, the Democratic nominee.
Hillary seems to be very wary of that all of a sudden, because she was in Harlem today with Sharpton, and then she really spoke about race, well, obviously, in her address to the folks in Harlem.
Right, about SCOTUS. Okay, let's
hear. Bernie Sanders has been on the bandwagon much longer, and even as in this recent run or race, he said clearly in the first debate, Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. When they asked that question, he's the only one that said yes. When they said, is it Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter? He said Black Lives Matter and blah, blah, blah. Hillary Clinton didn't say definitively, yes, Black Lives Matter.
No, she said something really vague with what does that mean? What is the message? Yeah, remember
la,
all
la,
of that?
La, 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 exactly. Now, again, I'm black, and I realize that it's not just about being black in our lives, but the point is not about all lives matter. The point is, since none of our lives mattered all this time, we're saying, okay, white folks, 400 and some years later, we got to now say our lives matter. We never said anything about our lives before, verbally.
Mm-hmm.
So if all lives matter, how do we come to this to make a hashtag in an organization called Black Lives Matter?
Hey,
so do you feel like, the issue was, do you feel like this should be a thing? Not that all lives doesn't matter. We know that they do.
Yeah. That's you've seen Erica Garner's video for Bernie Sanders, right? Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic.
Yes,
he's obviously putting himself out there without any fear of what the white people are going to say.
Yeah, well, who cares?
Exactly, because this is what I think about Bernie Sanders. He's not looking for money from all these rich muckety-muckety-muckety-mucks.
Right.
Well, and when I say who cares, I mean, we do care, but we get the message. I mean, it's important that he gain all the votes that he can in the Democratic Party. Okay, so I want to have some sexy fun. Ciara and Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, you know, what is up with them? I mean, they still have not partaken in the horizontal refreshment area together, and they plan on remaining celibate until they're married. How's this happening? You know, she says she wants to.
Especially in that dress.
Yeah, that dress that she wore. Did she wear last night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, she looks so hot. Yeah.
Where's that dog track?
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
I was like, there's
no
way two people as beautiful as that are not doing it.
She says, she's waiting until the wedding night.
Yeah, she's waiting until the wedding night.
That's a lie. Yes.
A born again virgin. Okay, yeah, really. Do I believe her? No. Do I believe him? No. Do I believe anybody who's gotten down and twerked and twisted and backed that
cuddled,
thing up and
dropped
it like it was hot is now dropping it like it's cold? No.
That gets the bark. That's a lie. Hillary's barking. By the way, I like the bark better than the cough a lot. Yeah. That doesn't require Flovent.
Okay, that's all enough. Right.
No, do you believe them? I mean, do you believe them?
No.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I know that people like to stay celibate before they get married, but they've been together for a while, haven't they? I mean,
Who does that? Tell me, what's their name?
I don't know. I don't know these people because, you know what? I mean, if I'm with you, I'm hooking up within the first couple dates because I want to know whether we're compatible or not. I don't have time to wait.
When I say let's wait, I mean like 5 outings.
Oh, is that your magic number?
Yeah,
I'm like
it's kind of like, you know what's really hot?
I really love
waiting.
Wine. I love the first night. Let's get it out of the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think what is happening is, you know, because there was a Megan Good, another actress, who has a book with her husband about, you know, called The Wait. And her husband was a big producer in Hollywood, and he's now a reverend, preacher, whatever.
Oh.
And The Wait. But of course you're going to lie, Megan, because you're marrying a preacher. Why would the preacher say he was getting it in before he married you? He's a preacher. You know, so come on, boo. Stop that. So do I
getting it
no.
in. I
Alto,
like that.
Alto. Hey. One other thing premiering tonight on PBS, Independent Lens Series.
Ooh, yeah. I hope you're TiVoing it because obviously you're talking to us while it's airing.
Right. The Black Panthers Vanguard.
Yeah, it's going to be run to death. Black Panthers, actually, I'm very familiar with the filmmaker, the director.
Oh, you are?
Stanley Nelson. I'm a documentary filmmaker, and Stanley Nelson is someone that I've not done business with, but when I produced Soul Food Junkies, the director Byron Hurt and Stanley Nelson he was once his mentee, and he was on the panel and was always screening our films. So we kind of definitely have crossed paths professionally. So he's a sought after documentary filmmaker.
Yeah.
So he did the bus boycott. That documentary a couple of years ago, so he's been on the grind for a long time.
And tonight he will focus on Oakland, so, you know, all things Bay Area.
It's the 50th anniversary of the Black Panthers, so this is probably, you know, a timely situation, which is why they're releasing it now. And then on top of that is Black History Month, so it's a combination. It's like a threefer, not a twofer.
Yeah, and after the Super Bowl performance, the timing is perfect. White people, educate yourselves. Watch the Black Panthers Vanguard of the Revolution.
Don't say white people educate yourselves.
Why not?
White people are. Because that's like every white person's a dumbass. No.
Well, of course,
I don't need to be educated not to
be a
racist.
Don't be an idiot. I'm going to throw this at your head.
No, don't say all white people. No,
I didn't say
that.
All.
Yeah, you did
just,
say you said all white people educate yourselves.
No, I said white people, period. And, of course, I mean the ones who had the meltdown after the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't think that's lost on the audience.
And then the ones who want to continue to compare the Black Panthers to the KKK, first of all, the Black Panthers never dragged no white folks out of their house. They never hung no white folks with sheets. They never burned crosses in front of people's houses. They never raped no white folks. They never murdered no white folks' kids and blew up churches for white folks and synagogues and Catholic churches. They're not like the Ku Klux Klan.
And in fact,
the Ku Klux Klan did all that stuff to black folks.
Right. They were defending their own families.
I got to
run.
Period. We're up against the news. I know. We got to wrap, Lisa.
So we'll talk about it next week.
Second Amendment, gun control. We have the right to bear arms and protect our family too. But when we're black, we can't do that. Moving on. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Lisa Durden. We'll talk to you in a week. And we'll be back on the Drex Radio.